lose another and get beat down by the Steelers. Now, the most comprehensive review of it begins. This is the Real Postgame Show with Glenn Ordway, Steve D'Asi, and Fred Smirlis. Broadcasting from our best yet broadcast studios in Boston. Presented by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Insurance simplified. Check out Kaplansky.com today. And co-sponsored by Anderson McQuaid Architectural Moldings, your New England Kubota tractor dealers, and by Boston Volkswagen. This is the Real Postgame Show. Here's Glenn Ordway, Steve D'Asi, and Fred Smirlis on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, we can start with easy analysis on this game. One word. Penalties. Pre-snap penalties.
Eight or nine pre-snap penalties.
Unbelievable.
It's
uncharacteristic. 14 overall, Steve. 106 yards in penalties today, and how many of them came at key points in this game?
Two on that last drive.
Yep.
Two penalties. They overcame the first one. The second one they weren't able to overcome.
I mean, there were a lot of issues here. They couldn't stop the run defensively, yet they only give up 17 points.
Right.
Okay. Your offense that was cooking in the first half against Miami last week goes stagnant here today.
Yeah,
and they give you one touchdown, and that touchdown was on the longest play they had all season long.
Yeah, it was totally blown coverage by the Steelers, and Brady, of course, saw it and made a great pass to Hogan. But still, you're talking about what? It's unimaginable that you're only scoring 10 points against that team.
Not only that, when there's a penalty, like when Michelle got a 10-yard penalty, was holding. He ran for 17 yards. That's a 27-yard penalty.
Oh, they were killers, Fred.
Elements dropped. There was a first down at the end of that.
Tackles killed you today with penalties.
Yep.
Okay, both Trent Brown and Marcus Cannon had a lot of key penalties, holding movement, stuff like that, pre-snap stuff that was just awful, as Steve just pointed out. This was awful today.
You want to know something? What they do the best is avoid penalties.
Pittsburgh didn't
That's how they win.
Pittsburgh didn't play that well today.
They didn't play well.
Early. Matter of fact, if anything, if I'm the Chargers or I'm Kansas City or I'm Houston, I'm watching this game and I'm saying neither one of these teams are real good.
Absolutely right.
Houston didn't look too good either. But to score 17 points when the Patriots' offense wasn't moving, they were giving them back three and out, and they were giving the ball back. So they had a lot of shots at it. Pittsburgh didn't play well at all. You know, the Berger had a couple of interceptions, but they ran pretty good, but they couldn't put it in. 17 points, and you got the field goal at the end there. That's
you tell me Pittsburgh scores 17, I'm telling you the Patriots win this game hands down.
No question.
Not even a question.
That's right. No question. And I'll tell you the other thing.
Same with Miami. If you score 30 points, you should win the game.
I'll tell you the other thing with Tomlin and his staff. Why weren't you running the ball more? Crazy. Why weren't you running the ball late in the game when you had an opportunity to close the game out?
He's not a good coach.
Are you kidding me? If anything, Tomlin and that coaching staff kept the Patriots alive. Patriots had these self-inflicted wounds themselves, but Pittsburgh added to it. They allowed New England to stay in this freaking game.
Yeah, it was amazing the repeated mistakes that the Patriots made, and this is what we're not used to seeing in December. We're used to seeing a team that's way more disciplined, a team that understands what needs to be done. And I know it's a loud crowd. I get it. I don't care. You can't have that many pre-snap penalties. It just makes no sense whatsoever.
There's a lot of loud crowds, first of all. But second of all,
loud.
It's loud. But you have your full arsenal tonight. When the Raiders chopped this defense to pieces, Pittsburgh's defense, they've been letting tons of points against them. They allowed, in the last drive, 75 yards, 80 yards over the last couple of weeks. They lost to the Raiders by them driving down the field. This is not a good defense. They were smothering the Patriots.
Well, you had a lot of drops, too. Edelman dropped two. Gordon dropped one. Gronk dropped one. I mean, you had
back of Gordon's hands. He wasn't even ready for the ball. It was weird. They were out of sync.
That last play, the play to Gronk,
right?
Was there not a crowd around him? Was that?
They're right next to each other.
I don't know if that was meant for Edelman or for Gronk. Edelman wasn't in the end zone. Gronk was behind him by about 4 yards, which is strange.
Didn't seem designed.
Rarely do you have one receiver on top of another just 4 yards apart. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
You'd see Gronk would drive the coverage to the other side. You know, have him run way to the right. Give at least Edelman a chance, or one of them a chance. all of the DBs were right around that area because Edelman was right in front of Gronk.
I mean, it comes down to this, guys. This is a totally different team when they get away from Gillette Stadium. And they'll probably look pretty good against Buffalo, and they'll look pretty good against against the Jets 2 weeks from now. But they've already done the damage here. They're probably going to have to play a wild card game in the first week, and they're probably going to have to play in the road if they go and they win that wild card game at Gillette because they're just not good enough.
No, they're not good enough. They've showed spurts, but you know, keep virtually to 14 points the entire game, and you can't move the ball. You get down there and you throw an interception. Tom throws an interception when he's down on the 5-yard line. Just throws it up in the air, and there's no one available.
He was trying to throw that ball away.
I think he was trying to throw it away.
He got hit as he threw it.
Because it was second down, so you think you got to throw it away because you still have third down, still have another opportunity. I think he was trying to throw it away. Now, he saw Gronk probably at the last second as they were pressuring him. And he saw Gronk, and maybe that's what he was doing in that situation. I don't know.
Well, he was falling backwards because he knew he was about to get hit, and I understand that. That's what a lot of quarterbacks do, and I think he thought he could get it out of bounds or in a position where only Gronk could get a hold of it. But Hayden was sitting right there waiting for the ball. He went up and made a great play. One thing after another, you're looking at these scenarios that the Patriots make mistakes that they don't normally make, especially in December.
Yeah, we're not accustomed to this.
No.
And this is a different team, and they really make these mistakes when you go out on the road, and you wonder what happens. So certain players can play on the road. Brady obviously has got a history of it. Some of these other veterans do. The rest of the guys, you sit there, maybe they're overwhelmed when they go on the road. Maybe the crowd overwhelms them.
They like the pressure. Tom got the ball back with 2 minutes and 30 seconds, one timeout, right? And went right down the field. Then you get in position. What happens? A penalty.
Two penalties drives right back.
You're right in scoring position. They don't do that.
But the pre-snap stuff is you're not paying attention.
Nope.
Right? You're not focused. You know, maybe the crowd, you can throw the crowd into it, but come on.
You've played on louder fields.
Absolutely.
So that's not the issue.
But I believe 8 or 9 of those 14 penalties, 106 yards.
Yep.
Right? And as you said and pointed out, Fred, they came at key points, big plays.
Big.
So they made some third down. You look at the third down conversion, and it's going to look pathetic. It's 3 of 10 and third down conversions, but how many of those were blown because of a penalty?
Or drop ball.
Edelman
dropping the ball.
Exactly. If you clean up a couple of those, not a lot of them, just a couple of those,
you
walk away with a win here.
We sat there and said, wow, they went right down the field with nice, beautiful passes. Then they get in a pressure situation, calm down, and there's penalty after penalty.
When you talk about the offensive penalties, was it that distracting? It's a decent defense, but not great defense that you're playing against. Are you that scared about the pass rush? I know they got a decent pass rush, but for crying out loud, if you can't do something as simple as eliminate pre-snap penalties, those are the worst because you don't. Okay, Holden, you see it happens. I get it. I understand that happens sometimes in the game and some of those penalties. That's fine, but pre-snap penalties, you can't have 8 of those a game.
See, that's the problem I have with this game, looking at this game. And it's on the road. It was a big, huge test. They're now 3-5. They will finish the season 3-5 on the road. Last time they had a losing record on the road was 2009.
Yep.
If you have a losing record on the road, the chances are you're not going to fare well in the postseason unless you're the number one seed and you're playing everything at home. They're not going to be
on the road.
Exactly. So they're not going to be in that situation. But to me, self-inflicted damage they did today is just not what we're accustomed to seeing with the New England Patriots team, especially, as you said, Steve, in December. This was a disaster
in
here today.
Time, this was a pressure team. You just got beat by a crappy team last week on a freak play, and now you figure they're going to come out, guns are blazing, everyone's healthy, everyone's moving, they score right off the first drive, and then nothing.
So early in the game, Pittsburgh does a good job of defending Gronk and shutting Gronk off from your offense. So they're not getting the ball to Gronk. Okay. But when they did get the ball to other guys, how many times did you see wide-open receivers, guys catching the ball? They were wide open numerous times. How are they not opening up the offense elsewhere?
Gordon didn't seem like a big part of the game plan today.
Was not.
Which was strange. You know, there's a guy that's been good for you all year, and all of a sudden he's not part of it. If they're taking away Gronk, odds are they weren't spending a lot of time doubling Gordon in that situation. You don't know how or why these things are happening. It's so foreign to us watching this team for the last 20 years in on the road and forget on the road, forget at home. Disciplined team. That just looked like an undisciplined team with all those penalties.
And what's Tom's record at Pittsburgh? I mean, it's great.
He only lost two games.
Yeah. This one they
and
gave,
all the years.
Last two games they gave away. This
Fred,
was a giveaway.
Fred, this is not a good Pittsburgh team.
This is not.
And I'm sorry, they're not a good Pittsburgh team. Jalen Samuels is your third or your fourth running back. Okay, when you look at Bell, you look at Connor, and then really Ridley or Samuels, one or the other,
right,
is the third or fourth guy. 19 carries, 142 yards. He averaged 7.5 yards a carry against your run defense, and your run defense is doing this every week when they play outside of Foxborough.
They really are.
But the big difference
doesn't matter who the running back is.
Their offense didn't
Brandon
kill
Bolden.
Their offense didn't kill us. The Patriots got to beat anyone that they hold to 17 points. They need to beat.
Right.
That's not a bad day.
No, not at all. I mean, you're scoring. You're the sixth leading scoring team in the league. You should be able to put up more than 17 points. But again, when you take that many plays, that many penalties, then eventually it's going to catch up to you one way or the other. And that was just a horrific, undisciplined effort right there. It was just hard to watch.
And people say the Patriots don't have the best personnel a lot of times, but they play the best together. They make you make mistakes. They make mistake after mistake after mistake, and that takes the momentum out of your state. When you have a big play call back, 17 yards, now it's first down and 20 on a hold instead of first down and 17
yards, 27 yards ahead of there.
Virtually almost a field goal position. It's baffling.
Yeah. I don't – that's to me is probably the strangest thing that I've seen. The inability of this team to play defense on the road, the inability in a big situation like today to not to buckle down and not get those stupid penalties. You know, it's just something that we're not used to seeing.
So we start in the first half. They had six penalties against them in the first half, 56 yards, and that was horrendous.
Right.
So you think, okay, this is the New England Patriots. This is December. They clean that up, and they'll be okay. Instead, they come back in the second half. They get themselves eight of them, including a couple here on this final drive whatever.
Jeez.
And in the first half, because of the penalties, they only had themselves 22 plays. 22 plays in the first half.
Yep.
Now, they ended up with 56, I believe, or something like that. I'd have to look it up here. But they ended up, 56 plays overall in the game. But six penalties in the first half, they come back and get eight in the second half. Instead of cleaning it up, it got worse.
And with Pittsburgh not really putting a ton of pressure, they only sacked him once, correct?
Right.
They got pressure a few times, but he had time to throw the ball. And I don't know if they were disguising their coverages. He's hitting guys over their heads, underneath. They usually get in that rhythm. And then they're unstoppable. They haven't gotten in that rhythm in a couple of weeks.
It's all in the first half last week.
They did.
Yeah.
First half, the offense was cooking last week. And since then, they had no touchdowns in the second half, right? And they've had one touchdown in this game. And it was that long play that they threw out the whole game.
First drive.
Okay, first drive. So, in essence, they have had now, through the last six quarters, this team has had one touchdown. This explosive offense has had one touchdown now in six quarters.
And add to that the fact that Pittsburgh has been terrible defensively in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
They've been terrible. They've been abused by a number of teams, not even close to what the Patriots can do.
The Oakland Raiders, Freddie brought it up. The Oakland Raiders
destroyed them. They gave that game away. They had a chance to tie it up, and they failed. They come home. They're demoralized. You figure if you jump on them, you might be able to make some. Our team looked demoralized. They just didn't have it today, which they usually have.
What is it?
It is Tom.
They had it with a couple more letters.
But
that's
at the
what
end,
they had today.
You said they have one timeout and a two-minute drill, and you have plenty of time. They make a couple big plays. They're going to score.
Yeah, this was a disaster today in Pittsburgh.
You get that 10-yard penalty when you're at first and goal. Was it first and goal,
first and goal.
On the six or seven, whatever it was,
or
7-yard line? I mean, right then and there, you're saying there's just something going on with the attention level right now. I mean, because a lot of those penalties are basically disciplinary penalties. You know, you don't jump off sides. You don't have to grab a guy. Although Shaq Mason's penalty was pretty obvious.
Let's take you back to the 2-minute warning. They get the false start, okay, with Trent Brown.
Yep.
Okay, and then right after that, so now they're faced with a first and 15, and now he throws the ball to a wide open Edelman, so they get the first down.
Yep.
And then they start moving the ball. Now they get the ball down into scoring position, and what do? Hold. on Mason. Now it puts him back to the 21.
Yep. Big difference.
Yeah, and so now on the 11th, huge difference. So those two penalties, the Brown penalty and the Mason penalty, were absolute killers in that last drive.
You're in that position where you can run the ball, come quickly up, and throw, have another play. You have an option to do several things. Now when you're back that far, 15 yards farther, you have to throw the ball.
I guarantee you Belichick knows the odds of scoring on a drive when you have two penalties. Not good. Now, two penalties on any drive, the odds of scoring aren't that good. And it was obvious today that the penalties were hurting them in very key situations. No more key than that holding call when they had the ball in, what, the 11, 12-yard line.
It got to the point.
They're limping in now. Into the playoffs.
Yes. And it got to the point that every time they made a good play, what were we all doing? We're holding our breath, waiting to see the flag.
Right.
Is there a penalty?
Really?
I guarantee you, everybody else that was watching the game is doing the same thing. Is there a penalty?
And really, only probably two of them were poor calls. The others were absolutely correct calls. You know, they had one phantom pass interference in the first half. That wasn't a good call at all. There was another one, a hold on somebody that was absolutely not a hold. But other than that, I mean, they were undisciplined to the point of
they shot themselves.
Yeah.
The killer is that they had a golden opportunity. If they win this game and then they win the next two, they can get into that number two seat. Everything was working out well. The Chargers beat Kansas City. Kansas City still has a rough game next week in Seattle. The Chargers still have a game against the Ravens. So you're looking at it and saying, okay, still an opportunity. Worst case scenario, you're the number two seed, and we know how it works in the so-called tournament. Somebody could knock somebody else off. You could end up with the AFC championship at Foxborough. Now, none of that is going to happen here unless the other teams implode. Unless they do their own.
Not having a bye is huge.
I agree.
If you got one or two,
I agree.
And you're playing an extra game, terrible.
No excuses.
No.
Team is the healthiest they have been all year long. Okay? Team should have been ready for this game. Team should have been aware that they're not playing well on the road. Can't stop the run on the road. And guess what? They couldn't stop it again today. Don't seem to stay focused on the road. Guess what? They weren't focused again today. So all around, F's up and down. Coaching staff, players, everybody. This was a disaster.
DBs were bad. Coverage was pretty good. They got a couple interceptions. They held them to 17 points. You can't ask for any more than that.
Right.
So that would be a plus. But when your offense can't take advantage of any of those big plays, that's a double F.
All right, we open up the phone calls.
Double.
617-779-7937. We go to the phones and get your reaction to what was really just an awful, awful game today for the New England Patriots. They lose it 17-10. We start with Jake in Boston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, Glenn. Hey, Freddie. Hey,
hi, guys.
Steve.
What's up, Jake?
What's up, Jake?
Listen, I don't expect a couple of 50-plus to get this, but I'm going to point out four players. I'm going to point out what they did on Instagram today after 1 o'clock. Trent Brown posted an inspirational quote in a music track. Edelman posted his cleats. J.C. Jackson posted a photo of himself. Brady liked three posts. 1 o'clock. This is when the buses head to the stadium. It's when you're supposed to get in a mental state to prepare for the game. These guys are on their phone. They're distracted. They're not ready to do their job. Social media plays a huge role in today's NFL, but it also distracts players. And I think this is something Bill can't exactly control. And right now, this team looks distracted.
All right, Jake, do you have numbers as to what these guys do before other games? It's the only thing you can do. I mean, to say something like that, I'm not disagreeing with you, but to say something like that, you've got to compare it to the rest of the season, too.
Yeah, they're less active when they're at home, because once they head to the stadium at
home. Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. Steve, I traveled with a team before, a professional team. Not an NFL team, but an NHL team.
Yep.
I know these guys. I know how much they like their tech. I don't think you're even considering how distracted these guys are.
If this is nothing new, you got to give me some numbers of if they do it only during losses.
Okay, but they do it during wins. Okay, but he's bringing up. Okay, hold on, Jake.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying you got to have a baseline to make that statement.
Okay,
it could be true. But you have to have a baseline. You have to have a definitive baseline for it.
Jake, I would say this. What you're bringing up could be valid. I don't know. I think a lot of these guys, and I know Edelman has somebody do it for him, so a lot of times they're pre-planned. His was about his sneakers, about the tragedy in Pittsburgh. My guess is it was done well in advance. It might have been with one of the apps in which you can time out when it comes out.
Agreed.
Or he's got somebody else doing it. Brady doesn't do this himself.
I
hate to tell you, it looks like Brady does it, and he wants you to think he does.
Jackson? Trent Brown and J.C. Jackson. First of all, the only time these guys get 6 hours off their phone is a game, sleep, and sack.
All right. So again, I'll go back, Jake. I'll go back to the question. What's your baseline? Give me the numbers on all the other games.
Okay, but he can't do that. He said that.
Different,
but you know what? Jake brings up an interesting point.
Keep an eye on it, guys. Keep an eye on it.
Well, you brought it up. I'm asking you to give me the numbers.
I'm telling you, it's not just this week. It's been consistent.
I didn't ask if it was this week or last week.
We can't sit here and talk about social media for the whole show.
When they win or lose, they do the same thing.
But I would say this, Fred, that I think it is an issue, and it's an issue in all of professional sports today. And then guys are more interested in their own brand than they are sometimes in the whole team effort, okay?
Right.
And so sometimes they're more interested in getting to their fans and promoting their brand than they are and worried about the thing. Now, I'm not going to sit here because I don't know whether Trent Brown did it on his own, whether Jackson did it on his own, whether Edelman. You know as well as I do, most of these guys have other people do it for them. It's like the Brady stuff that comes out. Tom's not sitting there, you know, banging away on his on his phone. He's not doing that. Other people are doing it.
First of all, guys have routines. Some guys are relaxed. I was always relaxed for a game. You're not going to carry the intensity all the way into the locker room from that night. You watch TV, you relax, you get your mind off it, and so you can get a nice sleep.
I think it's a stretch.
It's a stretch.
But I do
Believe me, guys in the locker room are all different. Some are intense for 2 days. Some are intense right when the whistle starts.
I do think it's an overall issue that's out there. There's no question about it.
Well, then if it's an issue, if everybody's doing it, then isn't everybody distracted?
Maybe. They do it when they win, too.
Carissa is in New York. Carissa.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carissa.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm honestly speaking, this team does not deserve to be in the playoffs.
Well, they're going to be.
Not true.
Deserve to be in the playoffs.
Not true.
But they're not going to have a high seed.
Right.
No, they'd be lucky if they get off the first round.
Well, Pittsburgh shouldn't be.
Okay. Well, listen, you can, if they.
I mean, the defense is hot trash. You can say that.
On the road.
And the linebackers are slow. It's like, if you look at it, they keep jumping plays to see who's going to do what because they're slow.
Jumping into place? What do you mean? They move around to distract, to make sure they can't tell who's going to come. They try to confuse the offensive lineman who to block and the blocking. So that happens all the time.
That's just
normal.
Two calls, nobody's brought up the penalties. The penalties were the number one reason that the New England Patriots got burned in this game today. And they were lucky that the score wasn't bigger than what it was. Matter of fact, at halftime, I think we were all shocked. They were only down by a score in this game, right?
But the girl that interviewed Bill coming out said, what do you think? He goes, we've got to eliminate the penalties in order to win this game. Right from Bill.
They got worse. They got worse in the second half.
You don't have to get too deep into figuring out why they lost this game.
I don't think you needed anybody to tell you that, including Belichick.
Right. We can sit here and take every reason you want. But the fact is, they had way too many penalties.
Let me go to RJ and Granby. RJ, you're up.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This defense is absolutely atrocious, and the offense is just not good enough to make up for it. And the offensive line killed them.
Well, let me ask you this, RJ, because I agree that against the run, they couldn't stop anything. But if I told you before the game that they would limit Pittsburgh to 17 points, would you feel good about this game?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what happened? See, offense. Today, offense. Offense, and penalties. And most of those penalties were committed by offense. Matter of fact, there were a couple of penalties against the defense that I think were very questionable.
Well, the offensive line killed them. They had a great chance to go down and tie that game, and that holding call there at the end of the game killed them. And where was Gronkowski all game? And Josh Gordon wasn't even on the field the last play. And I wouldn't even know if he was even playing today. Both sides of the ball were atrocious.
No, the defense killed them to 17 points, and Glenn alluded to the fact that if you went out to Pittsburgh, I would have thought it would have been like 42-30. You know, everyone would be firing away. Both defenses haven't been doing great. 17 points, and your offense can't light them up? That was pathetic.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this is a good defense. And we saw, you know, Jalen Samuels come and burn them for 142 yards today. So I'm not going to sit here and praise the defense. On the other hand, the defense got as much as you could expect out of their ability today to hold Pittsburgh to 17 points.
Agreed.
Your offense did nothing. And you know what? As good as the offensive line was in giving Brady time to throw the football, they killed him. killed him in those pre-snap penalties. Killed him.
100% correct.
Killed him.
It demoralized him. You get 17 yards or you get 12 yards or 10 yards. Next thing you know, you get walked back. You're taking it over now instead of first down going in. You're first down and 15. First down and 20.
What we saw here today, Freddie, was what we usually laugh at with other teams. Oh, my God. Look at them.
Undisciplined.
The Raiders, 14 penalties. We do this all the time. The Bengals, look at how they got 14 penalties. All those pre-snap, all that movement, right? Come on. That's what we normally do. Today, all of the fingers should be pointed at the New England Patriots. Yeah. They screwed up big time.
Right.
They acted like the Raiders. They acted like the Bengals, and they gave this game away against the team that's going absolutely nowhere.
By the way, the Patriots
are probably not going anywhere either, but Pittsburgh's not going
anywhere. Games in a row. A freak one last week and this one. These are two giveaways. You should have clinched it in Miami. You come here, you said they'd be fired up, they'd be focused, and they weren't.
Still haven't clinched the division.
No.
All right, 617-779-799. 37 an open line with that person, and now we go to the phone calls and your reaction next.
Let's get you back to the Real Post Game Show. The Pats fall to the Steelers. Talk about it now on the Real Post Game Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Back here on the Real Post Game Show, it's Ordway, it's Smirlis, it's DeYossi, and your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Your New England Patriots have dropped down to the number three seed right now in the AFC. And is there a chance they can move up?
Or down.
Well, they're at home the next 2 weeks. They're at home.
I never thought I'd come into the studio, sit here behind this mic after watching two games like that. It's been so long for them to play that bad.
But they're both road games.
I understand
that. So this has been...
Even on road games in the
year. This has been the entire season.
I understand that.
They win it. They win at home.
Not the giveaway like they did last week. And this one with 14. Is this the most penalties?
How many games have they lost at home this year?
None.
Right.
I understand that.
So they're a totally different team when they get away from home.
But once you lose like that... Traditionally, when they come back off a bad loss, a terrible loss, they come back fired.
Those are the old teams. This team is not as good
as... It's an old team, is it?
Yeah, but if you're looking at the last 18 or 19 years...
Over the years.
Where would you rate this team? In the bottom third, right?
We have to wait till the end of the season. Would I rate them right now?
Give it up yet.
In the lower echelon of the teams we
saw. Thank you.
We all know
that. At least you're coming around.
Talent-wise, right, on offense, let's see the first few years Tom was in there, there's more talent. Right?
Yeah, I'm not sure about
that.
Well,
let's not worry about that.
I'm not sure.
My point is, seeing that two games in a row against holding the 17 points after they let that play that they've never seen succeed ever against Miami.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, when you talk about the defense, and I'm not going to sit here and try to defend the defense because against the run, as I said, they were pathetic today. Okay, pathetic. But I would say this, and people think that Roethlisberger just threw the ball away twice. No, he had one bad pass, okay? For some reason, overthrew Smith-Schuster. But the other one, if you look at it, was a great pick.
Great.
It was a great pick.
Yeah.
Gilmore and Harmon, you know, collaborated on. So I'm going to give him credit for that one.
Yeah, and even a couple of the catches were phenomenal catches.
Phenomenal.
And the coverage was
catches,
pretty good.
Yes.
Defensively.
Yes.
Against the pass, not bad. Defense against the run, nothing.
So
he's the guy you and I could tackle.
Let's be honest about this. They were against the run, they were horrible. Against the pass, a lot of those passes that were made were phenomenal passes. Not much you can do about it. But the offense, this is terrible.
Big picture, they held Pittsburgh to 17 points.
Right.
A team that's used to scoring as averaging, 28 points a game.
Right. Which is
without... 22, was it 22 plays in the first half?
22 in the first
22,
half.
So who's getting the ball?
Right.
Pittsburgh's getting it back.
They
the
had
Patriots 30, defense
35
stopped
to 22
times.
Plus.
That's right.
Time of possession was totally dominated in the first half, and yet you were down by a touchdown. This is John and Bourne here on the Real Post Game Show. Hi, John.
John.
Oh, hey, guys. Good afternoon. Good evening. You know what? Going into this game, I should have expected the same, but watching the Patriots offense last week, I thought they'd, you know, turn a corner on the road, but the offense to me, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to blame Brady for the, you know, he made one big mistake, but the defense kept him in the game, and just the offense never could get it going, and oh man, I mean, you'd think they'd turn, you know, they make a play, you know, all they're back in it, you know, stupid penalties, and I'm going to, you know, they've got my loyalty up until the final whistle. I'm not going to think they're out of it till they're out of it, but this seems a lot like that can't get them to play well season. You know, they don't seem to have the mental toughness. But you know the point you made, too, though?
After a big interception, they had two of them, right? You'd think they'd be sparked up. Then they came back and sacked the burger a couple times in the first half. They had to punt. These are big plays and never got the offense going. Never. Nothing ignited them. It was bizarre.
Yeah, and you're sitting there and thinking, okay, well, if you had told anybody that you're holding Pittsburgh to 17 points.
At home.
You're saying, okay, that's a win. But in this situation, the offense couldn't put drives together and they couldn't stop shooting themselves in the foot with penalties. It was so absurd to see 14 penalties by a Patriots team in December. And that's mental. That's not physical. That's not getting beaten physically. That's not, you know, maybe a holding penalty here or there is getting physically beaten. But, you know, those are mental errors.
So even in Pittsburgh's last drive, okay, I'm looking at it right now, and they ended up getting a 48-yard field goal out of Chris Boswell that was probably shaking in his boots, okay, because he's been just terrible the last few weeks. But do you remember the play J.C. Jackson made?
Yes.
It was a terrific play on
Smith-Schuster.
Right, to break that up.
Great play.
It was a terrific play. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they have a good defense, but the defense made, I think, enough plays today for you to win the game if your offense could go out there and give you more than one freaking touchdown.
At what point you said it? They made big plays. They weren't consistently good against the run.
Couldn't stop the run.
They had a couple of big plays, a couple of big stops, a couple of great sacks, and they still didn't get any momentum. You're lighting a fire for some reason on the offense, and nothing happened.
All right, here's Steven in New Hampshire. Hey, Steven.
Hey there.
Hey,
what's
Steve?
Up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, you know what? The penalties got them this time. They were in the red zone twice with no touchdown either time. And then Brady, when he gets pressured, he gets rid of the ball. You know, that interception, he was trying to throw it out of bounds, but it got picked off. That cost him right there. He's afraid to get hit. You can tell sometimes if there's pressure, he just wants to go down. And also, they're not good on the road. I mean, come on, they're these average teams. Pittsburgh has been struggling, and they did it without their running back, Pittsburgh's main running back. So not that good on the road.
That's been fairly obvious the whole time. But, you know, as far as Brady not wanting to get hit, no quarterback wants to get hit. Plenty of quarterbacks will throw the ball, sometimes falling away from the hit. You know, you can't be a tough guy in the NFL just saying, I'm going to take all the hits that they bring me. You'll get away from it. And if you're not as mobile as some of these other quarterbacks, maybe you fall away from a hit here or there. But
he doesn't want to be sacked.
Brady's done that forever.
He doesn't want to be sacked to knock back 7 yards. He wants to rather throw it away and continue 2nd and 10. Then 2nd and 17.
Yeah, but that pick, if you're going to throw it out of bounds, because he later on in that last possession threw it out of the end zone because he clearly knew that he had no shot of completing it.
Right.
If he was throwing it away in that second down play.
Edelman's in front of Gronk, right? And there's 5 defensive backs around him.
On that last
play. Someone else got to be
open. That was
not
a mistake.
Hail Mary.
That was a mistake. Clearly that's a mistake.
Why would you bring everybody together like that? Didn't make any sense. There's a lot more hands in it that knocked the ball away.
It did not. Hank is in Florida. Hello, Hank. Hello, Hank.
Hey, is it Frank?
Hi, Hank.
Frank, how you doing?
Good. Good. How you doing?
Guys, I just want to bring up like 2 quick points. I think number 1 will be okay because there's nothing better than a mad Brady. So I think we'll be okay.
You don't think he was pissed for what happened in Miami last week?
Say again?
You said there's nothing worse than the mad Brady. Do you think he was not pissed after what happened in Miami last week? It didn't translate today.
I don't think it was his fault. I just think, you know, well, anyway, point 2, I think the key play of the game was when Pittsburgh final possession was 3rd down and 9. we threw a delayed blitz at them. I didn't agree with that call. A delayed blitz with Big Ben back there.
I don't know if that was actually a blitz or was it Simon that came up on him? It looked like he might have come out of coverage and came up on Roethlisberger. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was a delayed blitz or not, but you're right. Third and nine, right there. Yeah. You get the ball back in that situation. Yep. Now you've got obviously more of a chance, but. Even so, they got the ball back with plenty of time to tie it.
And they're on a 6-yard line.
And they forced a field goal.
Yeah, they forced a field goal, and they were in position to do something, and they got penalties. Another penalty.
Steve, you're 100% right. They drove all the way down. The only thing that stopped them was them.
Yep.
They drove right down the field to the 6-yard line in a position where you can run the ball because you could pop up and spike it. Or you can pass the ball. Now you drop all the way back, and Pittsburgh can put their ears back. It's one-dimensional when you're back there.
I think this was all about self-inflicted damage today.
Agreed.
I don't think it is much of what Pittsburgh did. It is more of what New England did not do. Here's Eddie in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Glenn. But you know what? They're losing games in December now that, you know, and they never used to do that.
Right.
They've lost back-to-back games. I never could imagine this team only scoring 10 points in a game. They've done it three times this year, and I got to tell you, for the first time, I'm seeing Brady fading. And the reason why I say it is like, you don't want to blame Brady, but you know what? He did not lead this team to victory today. And this guy is capable.
He drove him right. Hold on a sec. Right at the end of the game, he drove him right to the 6-yard line. Who took him back? Mistakes.
Yeah,
big plays,
Eddie. I don't think this is, and I know some of the national media will pick up on this because they lost the game and Brady was the losing quarterback. I'm not sure I put that much blame on Brady. I'm not going to sit here and applaud him, but again, Freddie's right. He put them down in the position, and he had two penalties
in a minute and a half. Yeah,
two penalties that killed him.
Look what he had to do. I think they had a lot more opportunities, and earlier in the game, they had a chance to really move the ball.
And what stopped them?
They blew opportunities. They blew opportunities. And listen, when everything's said and done, I think this team is better than the way they played this year. But unfortunately, they've had back-to-back losses, and they're going to be playing on the road in the playoffs.
No, we know that. We know that.
They can't win on the road during the regular season, how are they going to do it?
Yeah, see, I'm not sure they're better than what we're seeing. I think they are what they are. That's the old Bill Parcells line, mm-hmm. right? You are what you are. Yeah. I think they are what they are. They're a team that, when they're playing before the home crowd, they're pretty talented and they can do some stuff.
Not too loud. You can use your cadence to get guys off, keep from coming, putting their ears back. Yep.
And when they go on the road, they have major difficulty.
Correct.
Defensively, they can't stop the run. I mean, this was the third or fourth string running back today that ran at
will
against
them. Who were
the
guys last week?
Right. Same thing.
They have 180 yards rushing against guys that we didn't even keep on the team because they're special teams guys?
Let's go to Peter up next here on the Real Post Game Show. Hi, Pete.
Hey,
Pete.
How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, brother.
Talk about a couple of things. Obviously, there was a couple of things that lost us this game, including penalties. But I think some of the main things that have gone wrong for us this year has been another guy brought it up, how Brady has not handled pressure well. And I know his whole career he's always never wanted to get hit, but this year specifically he doesn't hang in there.
How about today?
To develop.
How about today?
He got hit as he's throwing a bunch of times.
How about today, Peter?
For instance, for the last play of the game, he didn't hang in there. I know nobody was really open, but he didn't hang in there long enough for the play to develop.
Two or three guys in the end zone. By the time he threw the ball, there were two or three guys in the end zone.
Peter, there was
only 21 yards.
Do you really believe that there was pressure on Brady in the game today?
Well, there was, but
did you guys think there was a lot of pressure on Brady today?
Not that much.
I've seen more. In a bunch of games, I've seen more. But I'm not sure the pressure was the deciding factor today.
All right.
Yep.
Well, he doesn't want to take a sack and knock him back seven more yards.
No,
that's
I think
what he doesn't want.
Listen, we all know he doesn't like pressure. There isn't a single quarterback in that league that sits there and says, boy, I love pressure. But today, I don't think I would base any of it on pressure. Matter of fact, I think the offensive line did a good job in pass protection. They did a horrendous job in penalties.
Penalties, yeah.
Pre-snap stuff.
And I think the other biggest part is Josh McDaniel's play calling.
Mm-hmm.
His play calling lately have been atrocious. And some of these third downs, like there was a third and six today that they threw a little out route to Edelman, and they only got it ended up being fourth and one. Like, you got to throw the ball past the first down mark.
I remember that play. I remember Brady being pressured on that play, and I remember him having to get rid of the ball quick. I understand that. You're right. Normally you want to throw it beyond the sticks. I agree with you, but I don't know if he's going to have a chance on that play. You know, and far as McDaniels goes, did all of a sudden he get dumb?
I think we're relegated ourselves now to cliches. Well,
one more thing. When Brady throws the ball when he's about to get hit, if he held it another second, he'd be sacked. So sometimes he has to throw the ball to the guy he sees open at the time. It may not be enough, but it's more than getting sacked, and at least you have an opportunity for them to try and break free.
Listen, I would love to sit here and say that the game plan was absolutely horrendous by Josh McDaniels, but I remember a drop pass, two of them, to Edelman that would have been a first down.
Right.
One to Gordon that would have been a first down. One to Gronk that would have been a first down. What are we talking about here? Those are designed plays, and they were big plays that were completed or should have been completed. They weren't executed by the player. The play was well designed. The player didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Hold on to the ball.
On top of that, I can't blame Josh McDaniels unless you want to sit here and say that they didn't teach them up this past week on the penalties. But your two tackles had two penalties on them, okay? Pre-snap penalties that blow the play. Suddenly you're looking at a short play, short distance, and suddenly you're looking at a long distance.
When we talk about this momentum, those things knock momentum out. 10 yards for a holding when you've got 6 yards to go, that's tough because it changes your play selection that you can do there, and they can key on stuff. And Tom throwing the ball when he's about to get hit, what do you want, to hold the ball and get sacked? No, he gets rid of the ball trying to make a play. And the reason he's thrown the ball is because someone got through in pressure.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that Josh McDaniels had a good day today. But I'm not sure that a lot of the play calling was a majority of the problem. The problem were the penalties. So you're moving the sticks, and then the officials are bringing the sticks back because your guys are screwing up.
Listen, bad coaches don't all of a sudden get good overnight, and good coaches don't all of a sudden get bad overnight.
That, write just, that down. Write
it's
that
just
down.
The
that's
way it is.
That's a saying.
Sit here and say the play calling, okay, good, that's a fine. You don't like the play. Why? Because it didn't work. That's why you didn't like it.
They dropped the pass.
Yeah, or they had a penalty or whatever. 14 penalties. 100 and what, 6 yards?
Right.
106 yards.
So they couldn't
and
run
six
the ball.
Drops. Think about how many yards that is.
Right. So they couldn't run the ball in the first half. And in the second half, they came out and they ran the ball. So Josh McDaniels picked up on something and said, we're going to run the ball. They played a hurried up offense to the point where Pittsburgh was getting worn out. And Cam Hayward went down with an injury, which I'm not sure he was injured.
Wasn't.
He was running up and down the sideline. You know what he was? He was exhausted because you were wearing out the defensive front.
And it's not unheard of that a guy goes down to slow things down to give everybody a breather.
Correct.
Not even a question.
Correct.
I mean, you laid on the ground for 2 minutes, and all of a sudden you're up running on the sidelines.
It's Lazarus, up from the dead.
Come on. Yep. I mean, I get it. That's, if you can get away with it, that's fine. Good strategy. Good for you.
All right, 617-779-7937. The New England Patriots have dropped to the number 3 seed. They lose in Pittsburgh today, 17-10. We're talking about it later on. You'll hear from all of the participants in the game.
So, you guys had tied the game at the end there. Were you thinking 2-point conversion to... At the end there,
we were trying to score.
To score it, and then would you have
gone? Yeah, well, we didn't score.
You know, sometimes you think ahead on those situations.
Yeah, let's just take it one play at a time, Mike.
Did you see on this Cordero Patterson's run there, it was very close. They ended up reviewing it after initially giving it. Did you get a good look at that, or did you think that was a tough re-spot by them based on how close it was?
Yeah, the officials made that call, Mike, so ask John Perry and his crew about it.
You think that's a tough break to go to replay to, you know, spot it that much? Not that much difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I wasn't really looking at the look. Whatever the ruling is, it is. I mean, we don't have any control over the ruling. That's the official's call. So you should ask John what he saw and what, or, you know, Al or whoever makes the call. Like, that's not my call to make. My call is what to do on the next down.
Bill didn't sound happy there, did he? Mike Reese throwing those questions out.
It wasn't a first.
The Patterson play, the officials got it right.
Right, yeah. For once.
They got it right.
close. It was. You mean with the shin going down? Not even a question.
They got it right.
Yeah, he was easily a yard away. That wasn't a question. Yeah,
great. So I think the official was going to look until you saw the side view. When you looked on top, it looked like he was driving. But
because
his shin hit the ground.
He reached out, but as he was reaching out, his shin went down.
That was
the absolute correct play.
I think they got it. They got it right. Yep. Now the other one, where Reese is asking him if he had made the touchdown where they got for the 2-point conversion.
No,
it's kind of interesting. I think he's going with the Anthony Lynn thing the other night, and everybody's kind of, would you do it on the road or whatever? Bill doesn't want to talk about that because guess what? He didn't get the touchdown.
I'm surprised.
He never had an opportunity to do it.
Mike's one of the smarter guys covering the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a strange question.
I'm surprised he would go that direction.
Strange
question. He knows the game, and he understands the game, and he understands Belichick and the Patriots.
Yeah, he does.
Odd that he would go there, but I guess there was
a lot of irritability out there.
Well, even if you think about it, right, Pittsburgh wasn't scoring much. You weren't scoring much. If you score one, the chance of getting a 2-point conversion is slim. Let's tie it up. When you're playing against Kansas City, it doesn't mean that much to San Diego because win or lose, they're going to be in.
Well,
if they get it, they have a chance to be.
But hold on. With the Chargers, if they lose the game, they're still the 5 seed.
That's right.
If they win the game, they have an opportunity to improve that.
That's correct.
So they had very little to lose.
That's what I said. Very little to lose because they were going
to
be in anyway, but they had a chance to be the number one seed. Yeah. So that's an easy one. So with him, but you're playing against Kansas City, who could score a ton of points easily. You're going against the Pittsburgh right now that doesn't. Tie up and hope for the best.
So listen to this. Third down efficiency, they were 3 of 10. Had they not picked up penalties in those 10 opportunities, they would have been 6 or 7 of 10.
Right.
Okay?
How many drops?
You're right. So the drops as well should be included. Matter of fact, I'm looking at one right now, and this is late in the first quarter. So they throw the ball to Gordon, first down. They throw the ball to Devlin. That was the shoestring catch.
Yep.
He gets the first down. Then they get the drop by Edelman. That was a big-time play, a big-time first down. Puts him in great position. Instead, Burkett runs it for 2, and then Brady throws a bad pass behind James White, and suddenly they're punting the football. But you could look at the Edelman drop as being a key part of why they didn't do it. So some of those played into it. Red zone today, 0 for 3? Is that right? 0 for 3.
0 for 3.
Yeah, because they scored from 63
penalties,
to 65
penalties,
yards
penalties,
out.
Including the last play.
Right.
So the last drive, red zone opportunity for them to tie up the game. Shaq Mason, Trent Brown, 2 penalties, move the ball back, and make it much more difficult. Matter of fact, they took you out beyond the 20.
Zone.
They took you out of the red zone.
They took the momentum. You come right down the field, bang, bang. You get them on the heels. What do? Give them a couple gifts. Slows everything down. Stops your momentum. You can't hurry up, and you take the momentum and the morale right out of the
team.
See,
those are the killers to me.
Killers.
You had opportunities to score. You had opportunities to keep the play alive, keep moving those chains, and you blew it because of the penalties and, again, the drops by receivers. In the red zone, Brady talked about it after the game.
Definitely have to work on this.
Among the big plays, holding calls in the red zone. And I saw you spoke to the ref a couple of times. What was his explanation? Because there were a lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen them. You know, he said, you know, they're trying to call those tighter. I don't have the replay of them. So I don't know how tight they are. I mean, obviously there's holding on every play in the NFL. That's what we do. We hold. It's just whether you get called or not. And if they're calling it, then you just got to do a little less of it. And, you know, that's how you block. You hold. So it's just they're holding, we're holding. If they call them, sometimes they call them, sometimes they don't. But if they're calling them tight, then they're calling them tight. I haven't seen them. What do you guys think? Hard to say. That's how I felt.
What did you guys think? I like that. I agree with him on that.
Hold all the time.
Well, the Trent Brown one, though, he was tackling as an offensive player. So that was a pretty obvious
Shaq
one.
Also was blatant.
Right. But I have a bigger problem with the false starts. I have a bigger problem with that.
Agreed.
You know, I get it. You're on the road. Maybe it's difficult to hear. You know, you go silent count, whatever. You can't screw that up.
Most holding calls are physical errors. The mental errors of illegal procedure or like the Steelers got called for 12 men on the field, those are mental errors. Those we're not used to seeing the Patriots do, especially in December.
If you look at Shaq's, the tackle was on his outside shoulder a little bit, and he reached, and the defensive lineman went inside him, so he lost his feet. He should have went square on the guy.
But he didn't have his left arm around him.
No, but the guy
was on the right side.
on his left side, and he tackled him around because he lost his feet. You got to stay square. That's the big thing. Get a head on him just enough for 2 seconds. What he did was try and step at him, and the guy was with a swim move.
Yeah, even if you've your hands inside, you'll still get away with it because the kid guy's leaning over. He'll fall down.
And don't give him the inside because it's the fastest way to Tom Brady. Right.
But third down, red zone, a lot of those issues were really penalties and drop passes.
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
All right, back to the phone calls. Let's go to Craig in the car. Hi, Craig.
Glenn, Freddie, Steve.
What's up, Craig?
How are you guys doing?
Good, Craig.
Good.
Nice to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm not ready to give up on this team this year. Obviously, it's not the best Patriots team we've seen over the last 10, 15 years. But I want to put this in a little broader context. I think this win is symbolic of kind of a little bit of the crumbling of the Patriots dynasty. I mean, it's tough. You knew it was coming at some point. But this is a game over the last 15, 20 years. They win this game. They just win this game.
Yep.
And the simplest way to put it, it was unpatriot-like today. It's
you're right.
Holding,
you're
penalties,
right.
Not making the big catches, just dropping balls. This is not how the Patriots win games.
I was you're putting that in the big context of the end of the dynasty. You started out the conversation not giving up on them, but now it's the end of the dynasty?
I mean, who knows what they'll do? The AFC East, Steve, you got to admit, the AFC East is pretty, or the AFC in general is, you know, the Chiefs are good, but no one is running away this year. And if somehow the Patriots end up playing at home, they're going to win at home. And who knows what happens if they have to travel on the road. But,
true.
I mean, none of these teams want to play the Patriots in the playoffs. Let's be honest. But this is the end. It's the last legs of this Patriots.
So you have given up.
He's confusing us.
So what you said about not giving up is not true.
No, it's not.
He pulled it out of you.
You've given up.
Craig, I would say this, that you know, we've been waiting for the demise or whatever, or the end of this dynasty for the last 3 or 4 years, and it hasn't come. Eventually, it's happening. It's going to
agreed.
Come. This might be it. This may not be it. But you're right. In what you said, this was a game that the Patriots normally win.
And to right. Craig's point, take it even one step further, an uncharacteristic December mental meltdown.
Yep.
That can make your point more than anything else. This was between last week, that the end of the game, both coaching and mental breakdown, and then today the mental breakdown of the guys on the field. You could say that's uncharacteristic. We haven't seen that.
Steve, what you're saying is about they're not losing games, killing themselves. Remember how many big games they won last year against Dallas. I mean, Houston, when they came up with that great pass at the end of the game with Tom Brady, and the games they won because they didn't kill themselves.
Yeah.
This game last year, with no penalties, this is a walkout. They win the game.
Agreed.
Right? So they didn't do that. The only difference between them this year and last year is not so much their physical ability, it's their being not perfect.
I'm not sure they're that good.
But they
won, you about physical?
If you go back and look at games they won last year, they won a lot at the end of a game. Right? At the end of a game,
well,
because they didn't make
last
mistake.
Year. Last year, against
they got an interception. Right. The guy, they took the touchdown away with the tight end going over the... But they didn't make stupid mistakes to kill themselves.
Right.
And today they did.
But I'm not sure they're as good as you think they are right now. Here's Bill.
How good do you think
they are? Here's Bill in Virginia. They don't win on the road. They're a 5-loss team on the road. Hi, Bill.
You know, the biggest thing is they got whooped up front on a defense. They cannot stop the run.
No.
They can at home, but, I mean, on the road, and they're going to have to go on the road. That kills them.
Hold on a second. They held them to 17 points because they played real well against the pass. 17 points.
But they didn't defend the run.
Pittsburgh is only 17 points.
Time of possession was almost the same by the end of the game.
Two long drives by the Patriots in the second half kind of balanced it off.
That some of that's Tomlin's fault because he should have been running the ball.
I agree. That's why they usually beat them, because Tomlin's not a great coach.
I agree. I think Pittsburgh played into it. They should have been running the ball more to try to close that game out.
8 yards a pop. Why wouldn't you run the ball?
Yeah.
Make them stop you.
No, but the point, if you look at it, you talk about the pitch. Whatever you say about the defense, they held them to 17 points. A high-powered offense should score more than 10 points.
Yeah, but Freddie, he's right about the defensive front, though, because how many times we're watching it, and you guys are pointing certain stuff out, which
terrible.
Is going, why is Hightower going that way? Why? And
he entered the wrong hole.
And Hightower's and another defensive lineman are getting held up by one offensive lineman.
One more thing, Glenn. When they're pushing the defense of lineman back, it cuts off the routes for the linebackers, the flow. They were doing that all day. That's why those gaps were open.
I agree. Here's John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Very disappointing, boys. How are you?
I'm disappointed like you are.
I'm almost crying. That's so disappointing.
You know what? I'm not giving up like 2 hours ago. You know what? Either that or maybe you should have given up on the last four beers he was drinking, whatever. Did you ever think that you could think in like 16, 17 years, the mental mistakes Brady's made the last two games, like leaving points on the field at the end of the half
right.
in Miami? With,
nope.
And
no.
then today's interception, they get a field goal there, they kick a field goal to win the game.
Right.
I mean, I don't, that stuff
you're right.
I simply do not get with 12.
One mental more thing, that last week, he said he forgot those timeouts. That 3 points. That was
you know
3 points.
If he did forget, don't say it out loud because it makes you look like a Flacco or some of these other idiots in the NFL. That's not who 12
no,
is.
It isn't.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's leaving far too many points out there on the field. There's no question about that. It's uncharacteristic of him. Was it the biggest problem today? No, but it was part of it.
All right. You look at the big contract that Cannon just signed. Boy, that's really working out well. I mean,
hold on for just a second, John. If you look at the offensive line as a whole, when they have been healthy this year, because you lost Mason for a little bit and Trent Brown was sick that 1 week or whatever, overall, I don't have a problem with the offensive line. Today, I had a major problem with the offensive line with the penalties.
Not
they were
because
awful.
Of their play, but
no.
because of their penalties.
No,
you're right.
But I don't have a problem with the overall like play of the offensive line. So when you talk about the offensive line, this offensive line is pretty good, wouldn't you say?
No, yes, on the whole, but it just seems like, I don't know, at the craziest times, Cannon gets picked for one or this or whatever. But you know, if you watch the game at the end there, when, I mean, it was Romo doing the game, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Did you hear what he said? And I agreed with him that Brady was looking for Edelman to cut the route off at the post at about the 3 yard line, which would have got him a first down. And he just kept running. It just seems like he's not on the same page.
Yeah, well, no, we talked about that. There was confusion on that last play because guys were bunched up and there was, you know.
So if they're bunched up, the defensive backs are bunched up around the guy.
Correct.
How about an easier stat? The Patriots had almost three times as many penalties as they've been averaging all year. Three times.
They
averaged
about 5.3. Team in the league, right?
They had 14 penalties. So
I think
4.7 whatever. I'm sorry, 2.7 times more penalties.
Steve, you tell me, 14 penalties, 106 yards.
Right.
How many of those games are you ever going to win? I don't care who you're playing.
There's numbers. There's numbers. I'm sure Belichick will know them. You ask him tomorrow.
I guarantee you look at those numbers, and those are Oakland Raider numbers.
Right.
Those are trash team numbers, right?
And not only do you lose the
game. Jets numbers.
Not only do you lose the game, but you're not really in, you're probably not even in a position to win that
game.
It's amazing
that
you look at grading the offensive linemen, physically they played pretty well. Mentally, they didn't.
No.
You know, when they were pass blocking, the protection was pretty good. In the last second, they hold. Like, Brown holds a guy when the back is past him. He's holding him when he's past him.
Yeah, he didn't need to do it.
No, and he didn't play bad. He just made. You can't hear? If you can't hear, then don't move until the other guys move.
No, I think overall, Brady got good protection today. The problem with these guys let him down is all of those penalties, pre-snap penalties. You don't even have an opportunity with the play. Now suddenly you're taking a short yardage situation. The play gets thrown out now because now you're looking at a long yardage play.
Right.
You got to run something totally different in that.
So all of a sudden they make a big run. All of a sudden everyone's kind of fired up the run to the line. And then they see the flag. Then the shoulders go down and they kind of mumble back to the huddle because now you've just took 17 yards away from us and added 10 minus.
I'm just browsing some stats here. I think the Patriots were the least penalized team going
into
this game.
They were. The refs want to make up.
And they were
it.
The most today in the National Football League. It's ketchup, right?
There you go.
Is that what it is? Payback's a bitch.
You know what? He lasted a lot longer than I thought he would. Usually, he's making referee excuses
early in the conversation. I can't today.
Yeah, no.
Those were there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised
you know what the funny thing is? You could see Brown move from a mile away.
Yeah, hard to
380 pounds.
You know what I'm surprised? And maybe he's just having memory problems or whatever. Do you remember the penalty, the pass interference penalty they called on Jonathan Jones on the Rodgers catch?
Terrible.
Which the very next play, they went to Antonio Brown for the touchdown.
Yep.
Okay? That was a killer. That was a third down situation.
That's right.
That was a killer.
Yeah.
That was a terrible call.
Yep.
You didn't bring that up. No.
Corrupt.
You didn't bring that up.
We said one was not. That was the one.
Terrible call.
Even Romo said he didn't do anything.
Well, when you hear Jim Nance and Romo both saying that's not a penalty, you know because
it's not a penalty.
It's hard for them to actually tell the truth.
I hope they
situations.
Grade these guys.
Let me go to Emil. They do. Emil's in California. Emil, what do you got? All right, this thing is frozen.
He's tired.
There we go. Emil, what do you got?
Yeah. Feels kind of stupid to second-guess Belichick or McDaniels.
No, it's worth it. You can always second-guess these guys.
Why not go to Josh maybe 3-4 times deep? At least keeps the defense honest.
We don't know.
What's the worst thing that's going to happen? incomplete or interception, which works as a long punt. And that would have opened up things for, like, Gronk and Edelman underneath, right?
See, but you can't just go at a guy just to go at a guy. He had two targets today, and he had one catch. That was that.
But that's for, like, what, 20 yards?
19-yard catch, right.
Yeah,
but
you got to just go deep, run, you know.
It goes where the coverage goes.
Well, you got to go where the coverage is.
Three or four times throwing deep just to get the Steelers' attention. No coach in their right mind would ever do that.
No.
He might catch a couple of those, right?
What's that? The completion percentage on balls, double cover, 50 yards.
A couple
is not
of those
good.
Might get picked. I don't know what the coverage was, and right. obviously they were covering Gronk early on in the game and probably covering Gordon early in the game, because if you notice, they were throwing the ball to Devlin, they were throwing the ball to Burkhead. My guess is they were throwing it to Hogan.
Right.
My guess was they were doing that because Pittsburgh was really overplaying Gronk. They were overplaying Gordon.
But
right?
How many times has Pittsburgh played Gordon?
Emile has a point, right? though. He only targeted him twice.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so
on the bench at the end.
Gronk was only targeted five times and only once in the first half.
Yeah.
That was it.
Which means one thing, that they were focusing on those guys.
Wasn't Gordon on the bench at the end?
The last play
he was. Yeah.
But the thing about it is, this guy has played against Pittsburgh more than anybody. He was in that division with Cleveland.
Yeah.
Maybe they know something about him. Saying some things to him.
Even when he was with Cleveland, he still didn't play a lot. You remember that?
Well, he had 1 year.
I don't know how many games he played against Pittsburgh with that. All right, 617-779-7937. We go right back to your phone calls. Your reaction coming up next.
So was Josh Gordon physically okay at the end of the game, just wondering why he came off the field
in
the final play?
Because
we put Patterson in.
So Patterson was in. Gordon was not. Obviously, they had they had to have some protection in there for Tom Brady, I would think, right? So you're not using both of those guys.
He has a run threat, too.
Listening to Bill, it just makes me think one thing. Have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. You remember those days?
Have a good time. I used to point at Fred. Let Fred and Pete talk for like 3 minute questions.
Pete would be there shaking like he's in a machine.
Hey, Bill, understanding that you're the best ever, and understanding that you've been better than anybody ever. What would you do if somebody else was even thinking about being better than you? You're definitely not better than you, but where you're better. And good job, Coach.
Well, Pete, good job, Pete.
So this is the first time. This is the first time the Patriots have lost back-to-back December games since 2002.
What happened in 2002? Yeah.
They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Will they go to the Super Bowl?
No,
they did not.
So that's retrieved.
Do you want to go back to the phone calls? Let's do it. People want to talk about it. Here's your buddy Jimmy in Saugus. Maybe he can give you something optimistic.
Jimmy!
Well, it looks like the Patriots hit the wall against the steel curtain. Their season is in deep trouble. They're up.
Goodbye.
They're off the creek without a paddle.
Okay.
What does that have to do with the paddle?
Where's the creek? It's Jimmy. Just let Jimmy do his thing.
At Three River Stadium.
Guys.
Three creeks.
He's an artist. Just let him do his thing.
Just
okay?
Appreciate it for what it is.
Z is in San Francisco. Z!
What's up, Z?
What up, Z?
Hey, guys. I agree with you that the penalties were the major factor in today's loss, but I think a close number two, or actually kind of a distant number two, is the red zone efficiency. Oof. And they weren't unrelated.
Well, that's related to it, especially down the stretch.
Yeah, they were in red zone at the 11-yard line and got a penalty. That counts as, you know, a penalty hurting the red zone efficiency, too. So.
Yep. And this is 2 weeks in a row that Tom's made a really bad decision in the red area.
Last week, obviously.
And that's just atypical to see and concerning. I mean, some of the decision-making. So I think the decision to kick the field goal, I mean, it's a 50-50, but it is fourth and a foot, and you've run the QB successfully for so long. I would have liked to see them.
You know what? I thought you're also correct with that, because they hadn't got down there since the first drive, and they're probably not going to get down there again. They had trouble with the red zone, and if you kick two field goals, you're still behind by a point. I would have gone for it.
So early, though.
It's not that early.
You didn't say anything when it was happening.
No.
I was sitting right next to you. You didn't say a word.
It was so right next to me.
Didn't you get up and give fist bumps to everybody around the room after that field goal?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
You absolutely
Tony
did.
Tony did.
You said absolutely nothing about
at
kicking
the cigar
that field
bar
goal.
In Watertown.
Matter of fact, I think you applauded, stood up, applauded, and said, great job, Bill.
I was like, please go for it. Don't go for it. Go for it. Don't go for it.
Go
for it.
You say go for it on fourth and 12.
It was fourth and a foot.
Go for two.
Go for it.
Big picture, if we take care of business in the next 2 weeks, we're probably going to have a home game against Baltimore or San Diego / Kansas City. So it's a real difficult path this year, and obviously the team isn't as good.
That's horrible. That San Diego is going to be
with
a,
everything you said there.
They're San Los Diego's Angeles, a wild. They're in Los Angeles now. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still call the Indianapolis Colts the Baltimore Colts?
Yes.
Okay. You do. Okay. give them the proper.
The Chargers, because no one knows them as. If you say L.A., they think of the L.A. Rams, correct?
I think the Chargers are going to win the AFC West. I really do. I still think they're going to win.
They are going to win. I'd rather have them as with the seeded and have Kansas City on the road getting them with a wild card.
I'm not sure I feel great about Baltimore coming into Foxborough. I hate Baltimore. I know they've been good in Foxborough. I'm not sure I feel good about
The defense is fine at home. Defense is okay at home. I wouldn't worry about
that. Against a running quarterback like that? Who can put up 120, 130 yards?
As long as you want to pass.
I'm not saying Baltimore can go deep, but can Baltimore win a game because you can't contain their quarterback?
So he has 100 yards rushing and 98 yards passing. I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah. Here's David. No, here's David in Florida.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hey. Just like I said last week, you know, again, red zone offense again. I'm shocked again, too, not going forward on the fourth and a half yard, maybe?
Yep.
I'm not shocked, but I thought it would be a better option. I told that to Steve.
That was the least, David, that was the least of their issues in this game.
Absolutely correct.
The least of their issues.
If you're horrible.
David, if you're telling me that they're doing that because they didn't think they were going to score again during the game, come on.
Is that your opinion?
You don't know. You don't know when you see a chance.
You don't know.
Okay.
With your offense,
I mean, it was minimal. Considering their track record in that, in the history of them going forward on fourth down. I mean, it was just, even if they didn't make it.
Just the flow of that game alone. Hold on a sec.
The 2 yard line.
Just the flow of it alone. They only got one touchdown, and they were struggling to get down there. And there was a lot of penalties. So
penalties were egregious. And also the series after they made that great special teams play, they let Pittsburgh out of the hole.
Yep. On the 1 yard line.
Agreed.
Bad.
Well, yeah. I think they had bigger offensive problems today than they had defensive problems.
Big picture, the defense didn't kill them. They didn't do much in terms of forcing punts or anything in the first half. But you let up 17 points to a team that's used to scoring 28.
What did Houston have left though?
That's not bad.
No, that, you can't really say anything about it. They couldn't stop the run.
The offense put up 10 point. What I mean, come on, you
it
put
was
up
ugly.
10.
It was ugly. Hold on.
But you called and you told the producers that you thought the defense killed them tonight.
Yeah, I did.
How?
The Patriots defense?
Because their run defense was ugly.
But they didn't score.
They didn't big plays.
Wait,
17
David
points.
David, come on. David, you gave up 17 points to a team that scores a lot more than that.
Especially at home.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, but you know, when at the time, in the time.
Whatever. Getting confused.
The situations that I need to come up with a stop.
They did.
They did.
They did. They stopped.
Maybe they kept the points off the board.
But they gave him the ball with two turnovers.
So what's it about? It's about points. David, let me ask you a quick question. If I told you before the game that the Patriots defense, who's been terrible on the road, would only let up 17 points tonight, would you have been happy with that? The answer is yes.
Yeah, generally speaking.
But it changed. Definitively speaking, yes.
Against Pittsburgh. Yes.
Listen,
how many did they give up against Miami?
Are you kidding me?
30 points, 33 points?
You know what? Say whatever you want. Don't rewrite it. The truth is, 17 points is fine. I don't care how they arrive at 17
points. Here's what
people
are doing. People can't grasp this because they're not accustomed to seeing this.
Right.
So they're just reaching for anything. The defense. Because what you saw today.
They ran all over them.
Is you saw, Jalen Samuels run all over them.
He's a star. Okay? He's an upcoming star.
No, he's not. So what you did is you saw a subpar running back, third or fourth string running back.
Like last week.
Run at will against
them. Like last week.
But the biggest damage tonight was the penalties and your offense.
Exactly.
Your offense gave you one touchdown.
Exactly.
But they're both intertwined because they took them out of a lot of situations.
The last six quarters, your offense has given you one freaking touchdown. One touchdown.
That's not good.
This team is not built on defense.
Nope.
This team is built on scoring 30-plus points in games and your defense being okay. You know where
they
are defensively in the league right now? What are they, eighth, ninth overall?
In points.
That's fine.
Yeah.
In points, that's fine.
But the offense needs to score more points.
But the offense has got to be much better. And where's their offense ranked?
That's the future, Glenn, of the NFL is the high-powered offense. And the Patriots do have one.
Where?
Hidden somewhere in a black box locked away. and it will come out.
Where?
Trust me.
And all these people that are bitching, I'm seeing these people on social media bitching about the officiating or whatever.
No.
I'm. What?
No, it can't.
There was
it was
one,
not the problem.
There was one.
No, the problem was
yeah. I, the guy that usually complains
what?
About officiating is sitting there going, no.
I mean, was one play
there
was
some
was
bad
crap.
Calls on both right. sides. There were bad calls on both sides.
Yeah, but right. Pittsburgh only had four penalties.
Tell me which one of the false starts by New England where it was a bad call.
The seventh one.
The two holding, big holding calls were
I think
correct.
Number seven.
Yes.
Number
stupid.
Seven or number eight.
Right.
I'm not sure.
We said because Brown held the defensive player while the running back was already passed.
Exactly.
Him.
It's on the Patriots.
Right.
It's on the Patriots.
It was on the Patriots.
Okay, this is a team
only
that had
one crappy pass interference that did cause it. As a matter of fact.
Isn't this a team that had no penalties like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
I think
one
it's
of those
right.
games three weeks ago?
So the refs wanted to make
14
up.
Today. Okay, so maybe one or two of them were bad.
One.
Okay, and I agree. One of the
one
defensive
horrific.
Calls, I already mentioned
right.
it, on Jackson was a bad call. Okay?
Right.
So there were a couple of bad calls here and there. But overall,
yeah.
it wasn't the officials that did in the Patriots today.
No.
It was the Patriots who did in the Patriots.
Every time
today.
You saw the flag and a big play happening, you're going, oh, God.
Please, yeah, let's not make excuses about the officiating. When yeah. Fred Smirlis is not making excuses about the officiating, nobody else should have
I
the
have
right
not heard
to.
Corrupt
you know what a bad play is?
Even once this
when
whole
Rivers
show.
Gets hit while he's sliding down and the metal from his helmet comes off and there's no
helmet, yeah, that was
and another one.
A different
there was a double
was
helmet
a
hit the play two plays before
that.
That
is unbelievable. And then against Seattle, when the guy jumps
so
over, puts two hands on.
I should have
so, that's
so
crap.
He's pointing out other games where the referees were
referees
absolutely
screw other teams, apparently.
Because
it
I will
14
tell
14 weeks to find this out, Steve.
The referees screw other teams,
most,
not just the Patriots?
For the most part.
14 weeks it took us.
They don't want the Patriots to win, usually.
Why?
But today, that wasn't the case.
Right.
How have they won so much,
correct again.
How have they won so much?
I can't figure it out. That's why the refs are against you.
Let me go to Ken. Ken's in California. Hello,
You're
Ken.
The best. You're the best.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's
hey,
up, Ken?
How you doing, guys? Can you tell me what the last team that committed 14 penalties in the game, who that was?
Buffalo Bills were 2-14.
I would bet it would be the Jets. Buffalo would be a good choice. Oakland
the
Raiders would be
the
a good
Raiders.
Choice.
Arizona,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. Tampa.
Arizona, yeah.
I mean, come on, guys. A defensive hold on a running play?
Yeah. That was a call late in the fourth quarter.
If a back right. comes out and you hold him.
Really? He
yep.
held the guy on the offensive. Pittsburgh
Trent Brown. Running. Trent Brown tackled. He tackled
yeah.
the guy. He didn't have to because the runner
had his arm around
the runner already had hit the gap.
But
he
you
didn't
know what?
Need to.
Had your offense scored some points, you could have made up for those, even all those 14. If you, all you had to do was score 20 points, 18 points, score 18 points, and you win that game, you can get a, you can find a way. Look, the most penalized team in the NFL is the Kansas City Chiefs, 125 penalties.
You know,
it looks
they
like
they just have firepower.
You know.
And the other thing is, how about we go fourth and one once in a while?
Depends where they are.
They do. They do, though.
They do that.
They do it a lot. But when it's it right, not when it on your 30-yard line coming out with the yard to go. You don't want to do that. Or on the 40-yard line, you give them a field goal.
No,
you'll do
no,
it when you're if you're down by enough points. You're down when it's 10 to 13-10, you're not going to do it.
But if, I mean,
you know,
you can't.
Why is Shelton sitting? When he's supposed to be a run stuffer, and they cannot stop the run.
Why do you think Shelton's sitting?
Defense is okay.
Ken, why do you think Shelton's been sitting all year long?
I don't know. No, he wasn't.
What's your guess?
All year long.
He sat a lot.
He wasn't sitting all year long.
He's
okay,
sat
well,
a lot.
Why hasn't he played a lot then?
Then cut him.
Well, I didn't ask you that. I said, why hasn't he been playing?
That's a
why
question.
Why hasn't he been
question.
Playing?
Why hasn't he been playing? If he's not going to play, cut him.
No, that's not the point.
That's a different story.
And then find somebody else to replace him? You don't find guys on the street that just want to walk in and contribute.
Okay. No, it's easy. They don't have to cut him. They're paying him anyway, right? He's here for the entire season. So
right.
all you have to do is make him inactive on Sunday like they did again today.
Right.
That's what you
because
do.
Because
he's not good enough. That's
listen,
why.
Listen, Shelton is
they
not,
made a mistake.
Is not going to come in here and turn this road defense around. I mean, come on.
Well,
maybe
reaching,
they want guys
reaching
that are more,
for straws now. You know, let's get anybody. Find
guys
anybody.
That can also pass rush because you don't realize this, but Pittsburgh has a pretty good passing game. It's a pretty good receiver, so you need a guy to get pressure. He wasn't playing very well. He's standing straight up. He's tying up with guys. So they're going to break down a film and put someone in that can pass rush.
That's why he's not playing, Fred. Because he can't
rush.
Get the job done.
No.
He catches
stuff all the time.
He's been a complete bust.
And you don't just cut a guy because he's not ready to play right away, or he's not helping out a lot. There's a lot of backups on teams that that aren't good enough to start. That's why they're backups.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah. Yeah. Backups? That's why they're backups.
Like the running backs for the Pittsburgh Steelers today.
All right, 617-779-7937. We'll hear from Brady. We'll hear from Belichick a little bit later on, but more of your reaction, your phone calls. This was a killer today, and it puts the Patriots in a very bad position going forward. We'll get into that next. All right, back here with the Real Post Game Show, 617-779-7937. So, unless the New England Patriots take even a deeper dive in December and can't play well against the tomato can teams,
the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
They won today.
Good point.
That's what you're going to watch out for.
They played them in Buffalo, right? Yeah. So the difference. So unless they take a even a deeper dive in the next 2 weeks, at home against Buffalo, at home against the Jets, they're going to figure they're going to end the season 11-5. Congratulations to Christian Fourier. He called us at the beginning of the year. He said 11-5. Team's
someone
not
else
good
did
enough.
Too.
Who did? So, you did?
Somebody else did.
Wasn't Fred? I know that because Fred picks him 16-0 every year. Maybe 15-1 in an off year.
Just lying.
Right. Yes, you do.
Picked him 11-5 as well
every year.
So at 11-5, they win the next two games, they're going to be the number three seed.
Right.
So it means a wild card game at Gillette Stadium in that first week. And much to be determined, Pittsburgh could have been pretty much out of this thing if they lost this game today.
Correct. Yeah.
So they're very much alive. They are a half a game over the Baltimore Ravens. And Pittsburgh still has to play at New Orleans. They're not going to win that game. They are not good enough to win in New Orleans against the Saints.
But
Saints need that game.
Houston is going to lose another game. They should have lost to the Jets, but the Jets turned into their...
I don't think Houston's going to lose another game.
They will.
They're playing at Philadelphia next week, and if Philly loses this game against the Rams, even though Dallas lost, the Giants lost, Washington lost, everybody in the division lost, I don't see them winning that game. And then they play against Jacksonville at home, who canceled their season after week seven.
Good six, point.
Week
after,
six,
week,
right?
after week one.
Four or whatever. So they're out of it. So my guess is Houston ends up going 12-4 and holds on to that second spot. But you're right, Fred. If they lose next week in Philly, New England would be back into that number
two
slot.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
But the problem with being in that number three spot, it means you're going on a row.
You're going on a row.
If
you win. Week of the playoffs.
You're going on a row.
What do you mean if they win? That's the Patriots you're talking about.
Anything can happen. He's the one saying they're going to have the second seed.
He's
talking about the third seed.
But you want some good news? I'll give you the good news.
I'll bet you $5.
Wow.
You won't necessarily be going right out of the gate to Kansas City or the Chargers. You'll end up going like to Houston.
Oh, there
right?
you go.
That's where you'll go.
It's an easy place to play.
That's where you go.
You know what? You can go down to the Twin River and you can bet on those games. So.
That's right. You can. back to the
sports betting.
Steve was telling me today you can bet while the game is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just adjust the
I don't know what goes the whole game. It probably goes up to the first quarter of the half. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, you can. But the line, you know, like last week, I think, when who threw the interception in Kansas City? Was it? Yes. Rivers threw the interception right at the start of the game.
Right.
All of a sudden, the line jumped up 3 points. The over, anyway.
And the smart people stayed with the Los Angeles Chargers.
You can actually do it sometimes into the third quarter.
Oh,
into
right?
the third
I guess
quarter?
You've been there,
yes,
huh?
sir.
Wow, third quarter.
You should see that room they got there, too. It's beautiful.
Shime's been there.
Right
we'll find out. He can give
right
a description
next to
of it.
I dabble.
Steak on earth, too.
Here's John in Westfield. Hi, John.
Hey, boys.
Hi, Johnny.
Say, John.
Bill Belichick owes me a new TV because I just threw a shoe through it.
Oh,
well, you probably need a new one
Why?
Anyway.
Well, because as bad as the defense looked, right, all game long, getting pushed around and everything, the guy I really blame for this loss was Josh McDaniel.
So which of the 17 points that the defense gave up didn't you like?
Well, you know, let's not talk about the defense.
You just brought him up. You just said they played terrible.
They did play terrible. I mean, I understand they only gave up 17 points.
That means they played good.
17 points, the Patriots should win.
Hey, John. Ben Roethlisberger today was 22 of 34, only 235 yards. He had a quarterback rating of 79.
Two interceptions.
Two interceptions.
That's very good.
He was sacked twice for a total of 17 yards on those sacks. Right. One took them in was a 10-yard loss, and it was a big play.
Yep.
Third down situation. So I agree. Yeah. When you're sitting there watching aesthetically, you're sitting there going, oh, my God, this Jalen Samuels is running all over this defense. I would agree with that. overall going into the game, if I told you up front that Ben Roethlisberger was going to have a quarterback rating of 79, he would throw two interceptions, get sacked twice, and the Steelers would only score 17 points, you'd go to Twin River and you would put a lot of money on the New England Patriots, correct?
Agreed.
Okay. So that wasn't the problem.
Okay. My real point is the Patriots played like they didn't even have a second down. They played a crap play on first down, and then they immediately jumped to third down because they gave second downs away left and right. So Brady's always under duress.
So you didn't like the play calling? You didn't like the play calling?
I hated the play calling. It was terrible.
Okay.
It was absolutely horrific. Now, okay, you can give me the Hogan play. Great, that's wonderful. But the entire rest of the game, they played as if second down did not exist because they kept giving the thing away.
Yeah, they gave them up because a bunch of them were called back because of penalties.
Okay, so 14 penalties, 106 yards. Was that Josh McDaniels doing that?
Have we ever heard of a slant?
You're not answering the question.
Wait, I didn't ask you that. I asked you this. Okay. 14 penalties, 106 yards. Did Josh McDaniels cause that?
Well, the Patriots up until today were the least penalized team.
Agreed. We're talking about Josh McDaniels. You blame Josh McDaniels. Now, did he cause those penalties?
Right, but at least you can give
I didn't ask you that. I said, did he cause those penalties?
You're correct. Absolutely
okay,
correct.
So he didn't cause the penalties, right?
Right. That's
okay,
correct.
Good.
Correct.
Okay.
But be that as it may, if you have a penalty and you take away something, then you need to get a little more creative by giving Brady a few more targets inside the scene, inside the zone. You know, have somebody just twist towards him to open up just a little bit.
You mean like the two that Edelman dropped?
How about the one that Gordon dropped that was right in his chest?
That was inside.
That was a first down. Yeah. All right, but the one with Gronk, that was a first down. Edelman, the two of them, first down. You're wrong about second down. I just looked up second down. I'm just through the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter. Four first downs in second down situations. I'll tell you where Josh McDaniels keeps on going back to the well, and this play absolutely sucks, and I don't understand it. The pass.
The screen wasn't working.
The screen.
Because they weren't penetrating.
It's been a disaster.
They were changing up
for three weeks.
They were baiting that blitz, and then they weren't blitzing. They're all just standing there.
So everybody's trying to figure out, what is going on with James White? What is going on with James White? Is he hurt? Has he got a physical problem? Because James White has not been the same.
Well, maybe it's
the screen pass, I think.
Either that or it's the possibility that with all the injuries between Michelle and Burkhead and
Burkhead was
maybe he got a little bit too much work. Maybe
it's worn out a little bit.
I don't know. Is that a possibility?
How well did Burkhead do? He had a nice game. He had a couple of nice passes, a couple of nice runs.
Yeah, he did okay.
The offense, yeah.
I don't know. Is that a possibility?
Three targets, Fred. Three catches. He had 18 yards. As far as a running back, he ran the ball four times for 25.
Yeah.
Right.
It was okay.
Not bad. I said he's not bad.
It was okay.
And Sonny Michel had a couple good plays, a couple called back. But that's really the thing, getting the momentum stopped by penalty after penalty. It was frustrating for us. Imagine how frustrated the team was.
Yeah, see, I think this one is very simple. I think this one was clearly the offense is not what we think it is. All right? It is not. And they have, especially on the road. All right, we know that what the defense is. The defense is what it is. They're not going to be really good. They're not going to be really bad. Okay, they're okay.
How many stars on that team?
They're okay. Stars on what team?
The defense.
Gilmore, Flowers, maybe Devin McCourty.
Gilmore probably make the Pro Bowl. Maybe McCourty. That's how good Gilmore's been playing.
But that's it.
And Jackson has played much better, too.
Yeah, but that's it.
And they're terrible
on the road against the run. We know that. That's all given.
Absolutely.
So we know what you got when you go into the game. But the other thing we think this team has is a potent offense, right? They have weapons, and they're the healthiest they've been all year long. And yet the offense didn't give it to you. And then the mental mistakes, the penalties, the pre-snap penalties, constant movement. What are you doing?
You eliminate half those penalties, they score 24 points.
Yes.
You eliminate just half.
And they win a game. They win a game.
And that even if you eliminate half, that would still be 25% more than they average. They average 5.4 penalties
and also,
per game.
Think of it this way. If you put those penalties on any game last year that was close, they would have lost those games.
Yeah.
You can't survive with 14 penalties.
That's the frustrating part.
I mean, that really tells you the story of the game. I mean, you can, and we're doing it. We're talking about all of these other things. The second part of it, obviously, is your offense. Here's Jeff in New Hampshire, next up on the Real Post.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Jeff.
I've been watching these guys since 1970, and I even called the game that won it for the Giants in the Super Bowl, and I even called the game today. I said to Pittsburgh, I'm a Patriots fan, said Pittsburgh's going to win the game. I even called last week Miami.
Not the way you thought they'd win, did you? By scoring 17 points.
No, I even called it last week in Miami when they only had 7 seconds left on their 31-yard line, and I said,
"Oh, you're lying. Sure you did. Now you're lying. Sure you now did. You're lying.
I've never
you're
seen lying, that complete you're lying. It ever.
Sure you are a liar.
Now you might, Jeff. You might have said." What happens if?
Up until this point, I believed you, Jeff. Now you're lying your ass off.
Nope. I am not.
And yes, you are.
The point I'm going to make.
I need evidence.
So let me ask you a question.
Do you have a witness?
Let me ask you a question. That was
and not your wife.
A one in let's call it 400 opportunity. A one in 400. Even call let's call it a 100.
Oh, no. It's more than that.
Name one other one that happened like that in the pros.
So, but you knew it was
0.1%.
Guys, whether you believe it or not, I'm speaking the truth. I'm going to make my point, and here's my point.
No, let me ask you a question.
I think you're lying.
There's a difference between saying what if.
How do you teach mental toughness and discipline to
you
a
do.
Player?
The Patriots have done it forever.
It's not a matter of – wait a minute. Jeff, it's not a matter of mental toughness. Today it was just stupidity.
Mental mistake.
That's what it was. It was mental mistakes. There's a big difference there.
That's a coaching problem.
And what's the problem?
It's a player problem too.
Wait, time out. You think they coach them up and don't tell them to not get penalties?
I have a question, guys.
Let me put one more thing in, Steve. Hold it. What were they last week as far as amount of penalties called during the year, Steve?
Number one in the league.
Number one in the league. Least amount of penalties. Last week.
Correct. Yeah, before this game, they were tops in the league. Go ahead.
How do you go from that to this?
Because a bad day.
Because you had a mentally poor day.
Yeah, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Oh, okay. So,
it wasn't just a mentally bad day. The discipline was not there, and the mental
discipline. Discipline's all mental.
And you know what? It was a lot, wasn't it?
Discipline is 100% mental. Discipline is 100% mental.
When they're the least penalized team in the league last week. And now they had a game. It's a bump. It's not current. It's not
You know what, Jeff? I'll take your point. Okay, so for 13 weeks before this, they were the most mentally tough team in the league. Today they weren't. Is that correct?
I am saying that they are. They have shown in the past that they have mental toughness.
This year they were leading the league in fewest penalties.
But Jeff, you're missing the point, Jeff. If going into this game they were number one in the league. In fewest penalties, that tells me that it has not been a problem. So from a coaching staff, they've drilled it into these guys that you can't make stupid mistakes out there. You can't move before that snap. You can't hold, especially when a guy's already through the gap, right? Yeah. Suddenly today, they did it 14 times. It was a disaster, right? Disaster. So did the coaching staff suddenly become stupid today?
My question is why are they doing it?
They did it today.
They didn't do it all year long.
They haven't been doing it all year.
They lost the game today because of penalties. They haven't lost games all year long because of penalties, right?
We know that. Why?
Okay, this is not. But
why did they do it today?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Because they weren't focused. Because they let the crowd get to them. They let the noise get to them.
Not the norm, though.
Yeah. But you can't sit there and take something that you just watched in the last 3 hours and say, that's their problem all year long. But it hasn't been their problem all year long. No. It was their problem for 3 hours today.
And
now, if you want to talk to me about the defense against the run on the road, I would tell you they have been poor all year long.
That is an issue.
And that's probably because they don't have the talent on that team. And you can blame Belichick as a general manager. You can blame personnel people all you want. Or you can blame coaching.
It's mostly the defensive linemen. They're not controlling the offensive linemen. They're running around things. They're standing up. They're not using their hands. And they're getting pushed back, and that eliminates your linebackers.
If they were getting double-digit penalties every single week, we would be sitting here saying this is the issue. This is the problem. This is the Raiders.
That's right.
Right. Okay, they're the Jets now. That has not been an issue. It was for 3 hours today. All right, we'll get back to more of your phone calls. 617-779-7937. This is the Real Postgame Show.